but I'm a man of unclean lips. But I am the least of the apostles, but I'm a sinful man. Throughout the Bible, God makes heroes out of unlikely individuals. An unexpected encounter with divine grace brought talents to light, transformed lives, and enabled individuals to play a very essential part in salvation history. Isaiah, at first, protests God's call because he was a man with unclean lips, perhaps suggesting he didn't use his gifts wisely. But then there's that encounter with grace that purifies him. Paul admits to brutally persecuting the church, but his encounter with Christ, whom he was persecuting, caused a grace-filled transformation, that by the grace of God, Paul was who he was, an outstanding and effective preacher of the gospel. St. Peter even asks Jesus to leave because by his own admission, he's a sinful man. And maybe Jesus doesn't know that. St. Luke tells us nothing about what Peter's sinfulness might be. It may have been nothing more than the rough behavior or foul language that is sometimes used by folks who work hard, sometimes at frustrating and dirty jobs. Jesus doesn't leave, and Peter becomes the fisher of men. Unlikely characters encounter and then surrender to grace, and the story of salvation continues to be told. During World Youth Day that was held in Krakow, Poland in 2016, Catholic evangelist Chris Stefanik encouraged a group of what appeared to be thousands of young folks to be open to accepting God's love and mercy. He told them, and he was speaking before they were to participate in Mass, he told them that God has given us everything. And in the Eucharist, we experience the God who has given us everything, Jesus who gives us himself. And God who has given us everything, including himself, wants us to give ourselves to God. And Chris told those young folks to stop making excuses. Excuses like, but I got this sin I'm really attached to. But my life's messed up. But I got this church teaching I haven't figured out yet. Yes, but this, and yes, but that. And then, with a little bit of humor and an awful lot of truth, Chris Stefanik told that huge audience of young adults that God's love is bigger than their butts. God's mercy is bigger than their butts. God's love and mercy are greater than any of our butts, any of our excuses. Many parishes have a lot of people who are good stewards who share their time and talents and treasures for the good of the parish and the good of the community beyond the parish. They get done what needs to get done, and they say what needs to be said. However, every parish has a lot of people who have a lot of buts, a lot of excuses, some with big buts and some with little buts. But I'm too busy. But I don't want to. But my kids are involved in all kinds of activities. But I get nervous. But let somebody else do it. But I'm afraid. But this. and but that. God's love is bigger than our buts. God's mercy is deeper than our buts. God's grace is stronger than our buts too. Each one of us needs to ask, am I primarily a consumer Catholic who just takes and receives what the church has to offer? Or am I also a contributing Catholic who is receptive to God's grace and attentive to God's call to share our time, our talent, and our treasures, not only with the church, but with the community, so that others will experience Jesus through you and through me? This Eucharist, like every Eucharist, is proof that Jesus, who didn't depart from Peter, continues to stay with us. He's not going to leave. In addition to using Peter's boat and nets, Jesus needed Peter, St. Peter the person, to become a fisher of men and women. God continues to make heroes out of unlikely people. Our unexpected encounters with divine grace can bring our talents to light, transform our lives, and enable us to play an important part in salvation history. Every once in a while, we need to get off our butts and not be afraid.